You've probably heard the saying, men are from Mars, women are from Venus. Well, that applies to heart health too.
Welcome to Healthy Living, wellness and prevention, medical innovation, the informed side of care. Welcome to Baptist Health Talk.
Hi, everyone. I'm Nikki Mohan, coming to you from the Baptist Health Newsroom. Recent research has shown the stunning differences in how things like heart disease and heart attacks can affect women worse or very differently compared to men, making it so important for women to take charge of our health and understand our personal risk factors and family history. To talk about women and their heart health, we are joined by Dr. Lisa Forbes, cardiologist at Baptist Health Miami Cardiac and Vascular Institute. Thank you for being here, Dr. Forbes.
Glad to be with you.
And of course, we want everyone to know that before we dive in today's subject, I want to remind you watching that you can send in your questions. Put it in the comments. We are here for you and we are happy to help. Any questions you have, we're happy to answer them. Now let's jump right into it. Dr. Forbes, a powerful statistic here from the National Institute of Health. Heart disease takes the lives of more women than all forms of cancer combined. How preventable is cardiovascular disease, and what should women be doing most of all to keep their heart healthy?
Excellent question. We really want women to know their numbers, that we want them to know what their blood pressure runs. We want them to know their cholesterol, their blood sugar, because we do have so many things we can do now to prevent heart disease. It's very important that women know their family history. If mom, dad, brother, or sister have any of those risk factors we talk about, diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, or early heart disease, it's really important that people know that and tell their doctors about that.
Absolutely. And as we go red for heart disease awareness every February, but a lot of women may not even know what it feels like. What are some warning signs of heart disease in women? And it really varies greatly, doesn't it?
It does. So we think of the typical pressure or tight feeling in the chest. And some women may have very typical signs, that shortness of breath that may come with that, or pain maybe just in the neck or maybe in the arms. Some people have it in the upper back. And one thing that can also be frightening is someone may think it's reflux, little acid indigestion, or maybe it's their gallbladder acting up. But if something is going on for 20, 30 minutes, doesn't go away, that could be actually a heart attack, and women should seek medical attention right away.
So it makes sense that the one thing you can rely on is the numbers.
Absolutely.
The numbers. We usually think of older women being affected by heart attacks, but women of any age are susceptible. And how does family history play a role in that?
Family history is very important. So the average age for a heart attack for a man is about 65, and for a woman it's 72, because women are protected by the most by estrogen. So oftentimes it is older, but if there's a family history where mom had heart disease at a young age in her 50s or 60s, or dad had it in their 30s or 40s, that's definitely a risk factor. Of course, the other things we talked about, smoking, diabetes, hypertension, all those things are risk factors that hopefully we want to do our best to modify.
Yeah. And we may be surprised. I mean, many people may be surprised to find out that heart attack signs can be very different in men, like you just talked about. What are some of the symptoms that some women don't usually present that men don't have?
Sometimes it can be that thing that they think might be reflux, you know, a little nagging discomfort in the lower chest, or really in the area of the stomach, or even at the upper right side of the abdomen. I've seen some patients, again, it's just their neck is sore, or maybe the backside of their neck. So all of those things sometimes a woman may have that could be signs of heart disease.
Wow. And it's important to say, to talk about that with your doctor. Now, cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of new moms and accounts for more than a third of maternal death. What can be done to prevent this?
Well, we certainly want women to be in optimal health before pregnancy. So it's really important, again, to know those numbers, know your risk factors before you even think about getting pregnant. And certainly early prenatal care, we want women getting in very soon, right? As soon as they've missed a period, get in, confirm the pregnancy. Certainly any medications that need to be changed should be addressed. And then there are things we can do to prevent some of the complications with pregnancy. So in particular, we're looking for high blood pressure with pregnancy or adequate treatment of a woman who has high blood pressure going into pregnancy. And then complications like preeclampsia or gestational diabetes, we do know those are risk factors for future heart disease.
And I'm so glad to hear that we're talking about it now. I remember when I had my daughter 16 years ago, I was fortunate to have a doctor that talked about it, but it wasn't talked about a whole lot. So there must be a lot being done. Now, many pregnant women will have a health issue during pregnancy. What should women look out for during pregnancy that could possibly increase their risk later in life?
Some of those things I just mentioned. So yeah. Women who have developed gestational hypertension or preeclampsia, those are risk factors for future heart disease. Yeah. So we definitely want women getting regular care during pregnancy. And another thing is right after pregnancy, because some of the things resolve right away, but it's important to check in with their providers, you know, within the first 6 weeks, and then actually maybe 6 months or a year afterwards to see how they're doing and recheck their metabolic parameters, yeah. Their blood sugar, their blood pressure, all those things.
Yeah. It seems like motherhood changes the whole game for our hearts. So we make it out of the hospital with the baby, but then the stress of work, kids, family, and life, a lot of people don't get enough sleep every night. How can lack of sleep play a part in heart health?
Sleep definitely affects heart health. We do know that there's a link with lack of sleep and high blood pressure. Also, when you don't get enough sleep, there's a hormone that you make called leptin that makes people want to eat more and often make unhealthy food choices. And as you mentioned, there's a lot of stress that we have managing family and work. And it's really important to take care of yourself, though. You can't help your family or your job, employer, if you're not taking care of yourself.
We hear that all the time. Like if you're like they give the plane scenario, right? If you need an oxygen mask, put yours on first,
and then
put it on your kids. How can moms with kids stay on top of their heart even when sleep is a luxury? What can they do to, you know, sometimes we can't say, I'm going to get 8 hours tonight.
Right.
But
absolutely.
What else can we do to make sure if that's the one thing we can't control? What are the other things we can control?
The other things, of course, is eating right? A heart-healthy diet, plant-based, lots of vegetables, avoiding saturated fats, exercise. You know, put the baby in the stroller, go for a walk or what, carry him around on your back or on the front. So exercise, eating right, and managing any medical issues you have, of course, staying on top of your blood pressure if it's high and your cholesterol.
Yeah. His teamwork makes a dream work. Take them out for a run.
Absolutely.
And then maybe they'll go to sleep earlier, too.
Yes, for sure.
You know, we hear this all the time. Cardiovascular disease is preventable and definitely treatable and manageable. What can we do to educate ourselves more and protect ourselves if we are in a higher risk category, like, say, our parents have it or, you know, grandparents had it?
Well, there are a lot of programs that focus on prevention. At Miami Cardiovascular Institute, we certainly have a prevention clinic. We have a women's heart program. So getting on top of all those numbers that we talked about, managing your blood pressure, right? People think I'm on medicine, but we want the blood pressure normal, under 130 over 80. Want your blood sugar well controlled if you have diabetes. Want your weight, body mass index under 25. Regular exercise. We didn't talk about how much exercise. You know, the recommendation is 150 minutes of moderate intensity exercise, 75 minutes of intense exercise, two days a week. 2 days of resistance training.
Uh-huh.
So lots of things we can do to really optimize our health.
Yeah. You said you've had a passion for taking care of cardiovascular patients ever since you were in medical school. Talk about how it is to work with the Institute and help teach people not only how to manage something when something goes wrong, but how to live a better life.
Just some of the things we talked about today. So we'll be referred patients who have either known disease or are really coming in for prevention or management of high blood pressure. So we try to educate the patient, you know, as best possible about the issues you and I just talked about, which is ideal management of blood pressure, of diabetes, of cholesterol to prevent disease, and if you have disease, to prevent the chance of you having more trouble.
Yeah. Now let's go answer some of the questions and some of the most top research questions we see on the internet. When should I go to the doctor, or when should I call for help if I have chest pain?
Good question. So if the chest pain is lasting, as I said, about 15, 20 minutes and doesn't go away, especially if it's associated with shortness of breath, you're feeling lightheaded, you have feel like you're going to pass out, or your heart is racing and it keeps going on, and no matter if you sit down and rest or lay down and it's still going on, that's a time to call 911, because you can have heart damage after as little 20 minutes of chest discomfort.
Yeah. What's the one screening I should get to stay on top of my heart health, or screenings in general?
Well, again, it's really knowing all those numbers we talked about. So knowing your cholesterol is really important. We do have things where we can look at calcium in the coronaries, a coronary CT scan. So we have a lot of different tools that we can use to screen for heart disease.
And every year when I go to the doctor, I get an EKG. Does that give you enough information?
Not really. So an EKG really just look, you know, if it's abnormal, it may indicate a problem. But even a normal EKG doesn't tell me that you don't have a heart problem.
So some sort of heart scan is what is best. Thank you, Dr. Forbes, for all the work you've been doing with the Miami Cardiac and Vascular Institute. And to our viewers, this has certainly been a great conversation. Thank you so much for joining us. Be sure to always hit that subscribe button on our YouTube channel here to keep up with the latest health and wellness information and tips from our experts. Thank you for watching.
Find additional valuable health and wellness information on our resource blog at baptisthealth.net/news. And be sure to interact with us on our social media channels for live and upcoming events. Baptist Health Talk is brought to you by Baptist Health, the warmer side of care.